Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro. Thank you for joining us for the Better Business Bureau. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. Well, just in time for the holiday shopping season, we decided a discussion on the hottest toys of the year would be a helpful one to parents, grandparents, and gift givers everywhere. Today, we're excited to speak with Adrian Appel, Director of Strategic Communication with the Toy Association, who will share who they are, what services they offer, and will walk us through the 2018 Toy of the Year Awards. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Well, we were so excited to have you. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the National Toy Association?
Sure. The Toy Association is a non-for-profit trade association, and we represent all businesses that design, produce, license, and really deliver toys and play to kids of all ages. And we have over 950 members, and we really drive the annual $26 billion U.S. domestic toy market. And our organization has a long history of really propelling the health and growth of the toy industry. And but what a lot of people don't know is the annual economic impact of the toy industry in the U.S. is $107.5 billion. So we have a lot of fun, but we definitely make a difference.
Yes, clearly. So, you know, toys are something most every child does play with. Why is it so important to have an advocacy group like the Toy Association?
Well, for more than 40 years, we've really been global leaders in toy safety. We've helped develop the first toy safety standard that is now federal law, and is often, you know, recreated in other countries. And we also remain committed to working with medical experts, government, consumers, and industry on ongoing safety programs and outreach. So that's, you know, toy safety is our number one concern.
Sure, sure. And that is important. I don't think everyone thinks about that. You know, kids just have fun. But of course, there needs to be a safety element. So that's awesome. You know, can you tell us a little bit about your outreach program, PlaySafe.org?
PlaySafe.org is a consumer website that we have that really talks to parents about making safe choices. You know, one of the biggest tips I always tell people is that, you know, the age grading on a package is really a developmental safety milestone. We actually did a survey and, you know, most parents said, oh, they thought it was just a guideline. But really, the package marking is based upon what's safe for your child, especially when kids are under three and a product may contain small parts. So really important tip. And then just other questions that families may have about different safety questions. So PlaySafe.org is the place to go for everything to ensure that every play date is really safe and fun.
Sure, sure. A really great, as a parent, I understand, you know, small toys and kids put everything in their mouth. And sometimes gift givers, maybe they don't have kids or it's been a while and they don't remember. So it's also a great place for anyone to go and really get a good idea of the age range of the child you're looking to get a gift for and what is safe for them. So thank you. That's awesome. PlaySafe.org. So, okay, we talked about the economic impact of toys, clearly a very lucrative industry. And, you know, we've talked about the importance of safety guidelines and gradings for toys. Let's talk about the fun stuff, Adrian, the actual toys. I know you just released the finalists for the annual Toy of the Year Awards. Tell us about the nomination and selection process.
So the Toy of the Year Awards really honor the best of the industry. Basically, what happens is over the summer and through mid-September, companies will nominate their products. There are about, I think, 17 different categories this year. And then there's a nomination committee, and that is comprised of play experts and journalists, retailers, academics, and other toy experts who comb through the hundreds and hundreds of nominations, and they determine the official Toy of the Year Awards finalists. So voting for this year's winners opens on November 3rd, and it will close January 5th. So, you know, families can go online and they can vote for their favorite. I also think that toyawards.org, the website, is a terrific resource to kind of get a handle on your holiday shopping because, you know, one of the questions people always ask me is, you know, what's the hot toy this year?
Sure. And,
you know, my answer is not always what they want to hear, but there's not one hot toy. It's really what's hot for your child. So, you know, I have a 4-year-old girl and what her, you know, huge, exciting gift is going to be, it's going to be very different than my 2-year-old boy. So, you know, keeping safety in mind as well. But, you can drill down by the kid's age, by their interest. And there's over 100 nominees this year. And the one thing they have in common is they are just all so much fun. So I encourage everybody to go to toyawards.org to kind of check out all of the finalists.
Awesome. I will definitely be going to that website. Can you share some of these year's finalists with us here on the podcast?
Yes, I can. So, as I mentioned, we have a ton of different categories, and I can kind of just go through some of those finalists there.
Sure.
Starting off, we have Action Figure of the Year. One of the nominees is the Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy Dancing Groot figure from Hasbro. So that is a really fun take on an action figure. Also, the WWE Superstars action figures are going to be really huge this holiday season. Collectibles are such a hot trend right now. So some of the collectibles that are on the list is the LOL Surprise, which if you have kids that are into it, you probably know all about it.
Sure.
It's kind of taking that trend of unboxing and then putting it within a toy. So kids love that. The same thing with the Pick Me Pop Surprise Pack. That's another one. And we are seeing Fingerlings fly off the shelves. And these are these kind of little collectible electronic monkeys, and they have a unicorn. And my daughter already has one, and she absolutely loves it. So those are some of the hot ones in the collectible category.
Okay, my ears are perking up. I need to get my hands on those too. So once again, what was that website that people can go to and see all this entire list of all the finalists?
It is toyawards.org, and when you go on there, you can actually drill down by category as well. What's also really fun is that when you vote for your favorites, you can enter to win all the toys in a given category. And what I also like about that is it's open until January 5th, so once your kids have unwrapped the toys and you've played a little bit, you could make your choices then based upon your hands-on experience with probably a lot of these toys that your kids will be asking for this year.
Yes, I love that. And so talk to me about some of the tech toys of the year this year.
Technology is always a fun category to look in just because it's always new and there's always some cool things. One of the biggest tech trends we're seeing this year is, robots and robotics. So there is a robotics workshop kit from Thames and Cosmos that really allows kids to build amazing creations. Also have circuit cubes, the Lego Boost Creative Toolbox, the Piper Computer Kit. So really taking that science, technology, engineering, arts, and math trends and really focusing on robots. And what's really cool about the tech toys is a lot of them are teaching coding, and it's not just a watch me toy. It's really allowing kids to kind of use their brain and develop skills that are going to be so useful as they get older.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And I'm not complaining, but man, toys are not like they were when I was a kid. And this is awesome, talking about tech toys and things like that. And again, when you have children, you realize that that really is the direction of everything. And so much of what they do is geared towards the technology. And that's pretty awesome that you have, this best tech toy of the year, and people can check it out, and parents and kids can go and give their reviews after trying these toys. That's really awesome. Now, I know you also have a toy foundation. Tell me about how the Toy Awards supports the Toy Foundation.
Well, the Toy Foundation works year-round to kind of bring the joy of play to kids that wouldn't have it otherwise. So they work with different organizations like CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Kids in Foster Care, people who are affected by natural disasters. Unfortunately, there were so many families that were displaced due to hurricanes this year. And the foundation is ensuring that these kids still have an opportunity to play. Often when something's going on, people are thinking about food and supplies, but, as time goes on, kids really need to return to normalcy. And sometimes when, school might not be in session or they're not in their home, just really having the comfort of having, their very own toys really helps kids to cope.
Oh, yeah.
The Toy Foundation works with us, and for the Toy of the Year Awards, we have an event in New York City in February, and the proceeds from that event go to support the foundation. So, companies come together, and it's about giving back. And overall, the toy industry is a very philanthropic industry through the Toy Foundation, as well as through charities of some of the companies have charities of their own, or they're very active in their local communities. So, it's a fun business, but it's really philanthropic. And at the end of the day, making sure that, kids are having fun playing and that, you know, families are able to kind of bond through play.
Sure, absolutely. That is awesome. Thank you for sharing that about the Toy Foundation. Is there a way, do you think, for people who want to just donate towards the Toy Awards to go to the Toy Foundation? Or is it simply as, you know, an attendee of the Toy Awards, it's all going there? But can you donate in any other way?
The Toy Foundation, you can go to their website, it's toyindustryfoundation.org, to learn more about them. They can't accept toy donations, but they can accept monetary donations.
Okay, awesome. Well, this is a great conversation so far, and I know people are really going to be checking out these awards, especially as we are here near the holiday season and the shopping season. Adrienne, what are your top three tips for anyone looking to buy a great toy this year?
Well, my top three tips, I'm going to reinforce some of the stuff that I said earlier. Really make sure that you're checking the age grading on a package, because that is going to really help you choose a safe toy, but it's also going to help you choose a toy that's fun for your child. If you get your child something for a younger kid, they might get bored, or if it's something too advanced, they may get frustrated. So that's the number one tip. Number two would be to pay attention to their, you know, their interests and what they like to do. My daughter is very into arts and crafts, so I know that I'm definitely going to be in the arts and crafts aisle coming up with some fun things that we can do together. And I think that's my third tip. Like, get play with your kids. You know, it doesn't need to just be about buying toys for your kids. You know, sure, there are going to be things that they want, but are there toys and games that the whole family can take part in together? You know, during the holidays, you know, maybe traveling, or, you know, a lot more family dinners, a lot more time to spend together. And instead of kind of running off in different directions, it's so much fun to be able to bond through play, whether it's, you know, a game or a puzzle or even arts and crafts activities. So, you know, maybe pick out the toys that your kids are asking for and find something that interests you and make that an activity with your kids. And it's definitely going to be one of their favorite holiday memories.
Absolutely. Those are excellent tips. Excellent. I really love them, especially the one about, you know, the first one that you said around getting toys that are age appropriate. I can recall my kids getting toys that were too advanced for them, and they open them up and they try and play with it, but they can't because developmentally they're just not there yet. And then, you know, by the time, you know, 2-3 years later, when it's really appropriate, it's broken, they forgot about it, it's done. So that's really important. And I really appreciate you sharing that tip and also playing with your kids. Of course, that's huge. Well, Adrienne, thank you so much for joining us today on the Bistro. Where can people find more information about the National Toy Association and all of the great services that you offer?
You can go to toyassociation.org to find more about us. And then again, for the play tips, you go to playsafe.org.
Okay, awesome. Adrienne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
You know, the Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau, I'm Elaine Espinola, host of the Bistro podcast. Happy holiday shopping, and until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing better business with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.